You're listening to SBS News.
The 2018-19 financial year was marked by a Royal Commission into aged care. Families told stories to make sure others didn't suffer like their parents had.
Mum's health was rapidly deteriorating.
Because I've got my parents who live in one, I wouldn't even send my dog to it.
Now, the Productivity Commission's latest report into aged care shows a myriad of problems. People aged over 65 are waiting at least 7 months for the most basic home care packages. The wait time for those approved for a higher level of care is 34 months, or just under 3 years. People from non-English speaking and migrant backgrounds are overrepresented in this group, having to wait the longest. Aged and Community Services Australia's Patricia Sparrow says people are dying before they can get care.
It's unacceptable because what it means when people are waiting for care is there is more stress and strain on them as an individual, on the people who love and who are caring for them. And also we often see people who are at home ending up in residential care or in hospital, which is not a good outcome.
A thought echoed by Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association's Paul Vestige.
People that are getting no care or not enough care are obviously suffering. Their needs are not being met. Often they are malnourished. Their personal care routines are not followed often enough. So it's a very degrading existence that they lead.
Elderly people are waiting on average 152 days for residential care. That's a month longer than last year. But Paul Vestige says that isn't because there aren't enough beds.
Nursing homes are not places to be. Everybody realises that. And that's why a lot of people who are approved for a nursing home prefer to wait at home, even if it takes 3 years, for a home care package.
Older Australians are generally happy with their level of care, but numbers are falling. 84% said they were satisfied in 2018, compared to 89% in 2012. And those caring for the elderly are slightly less happy with the quality of service, only 71% happy in 2018, compared to 85% in 2012. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck says next year's results will be better, as a record $21.7 billion was spent on aged care last financial year. And more than 18,000 people have already received their first home care packages so far this financial year. Lucy Murray, SBS News.